Welcome, Faye. Thank you so much for those kind words. It's time to share, and I've got Reach Out and Touch Somebody.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, what have you got coming up, Mike?
Oh, I'm going to talk about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to start
things. Well, let's kick it off with that.
If you go to visitvalentine.com, you're going to find a list of about 50 things to do. Now, maybe summer's kind of getting past us right now, but a fall trip or winter trip might be in your cards, or start planning for next year. A trip down the Niobrara, the International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir, or the Nebraska Star Party next summer. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They are the commercial cattleman's publication, and they're located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. So they're right in the heart of everything. They know and understand the language. All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. TSLN.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
It is what ranchers read.
Thank you and so much.
What do you have for today? You said to reach out and touch somebody?
Yeah. Kind of an old saying with phone.
Yeah, it is.
Yep, yeah. And this is from a book, A Feed Bag of Cowboy Poetry by Bob Christensen. And this was shared with us by Dolores Colburn out of Valentine, Nebraska. Reach out and touch somebody. I once heard of a couple that ranched down Texas way. They had twin sons that looked alike as two old bales of hay. They walked alike and talked alike. They both moved kind of slow. They said when Johnny said his prayers, the Lord would answer Joe. And when Joe would go and whistle for his pony to come on, he'd toss his head and kick his heels and walk right up to John. And this is how it always was as they went on through life. Why, even on their wedding day, Joe wedded Johnny's wife. So they both went their separate ways. It was the best solution. We'll never cross each other's paths. This was their resolution. One went east, the other west, each to seek his fortune. So through their deeds, each would receive his full and rightful portion. They settled many miles apart, and though they were far off, each repented of his sins and became men of the cloth. They built their congregations o'er the span of many years. They preached and grew and prospered. They hadn't any peers. Although they were successful, there were many a sleepless night spent thinking of the brother who had dropped right out of sight. Now, in Reverend Johnny's parish was a member he knew well, one famous to be inventor, Alexander Graham Bell. He'd come up with this new gadget soon to be in every home. You could talk across a wire. He said it was a telephone. He said, I've got your brother on the end of my new line, and now you two can visit if you'll just put in a dime. Well, this story's happy ending now is known to one and all as the first recorded placement of a parson-to-parson call. Didn't see it coming,
I didn't get in on the end of that one there. I couldn't outguess you that one.
There you go. Very, very cute. Bob Christensen, again, reach out and touch somebody. I liked that. That had a clever ending.
So this patient goes to the doctor and says, I have a ringing in my ears. And the doctor says, don't answer it.
Good rule.
And we'll look here in the final minute of the program or so to leave you with some wisdom. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If you push hard on the world, then the world pushes back on you. If you touch the world gently, the world will touch you gently in return. Kind of sounds like a proverb or something, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Life consists of 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it.
That is so true. We need to always remember that. Refresh your memory.
Not sure which one should come first, the react to it one, or for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
But yeah, they kind of go well together, I thought.
They do. And
speaking
of going well together, if you have something to send to The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening to this great radio station like Watertown, South Dakota's KDLO FM. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.